It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. The Senate is quarreling over cybersecurity legislation aimed at preventing attacks on computer networks. A bill introduced last week was blasted by some Republican senators who say they'll introduce their own version next month. But while politicians bicker, security experts are biting their nails. Many think an attack could come at any time and be really bad. They say SCADA systems would be a likely target.
So if you think about it as sort of computer code that helps operate equipment and machinery across all kinds of different sectors.
David Fidler is a professor of law at Indiana University.
These systems collect data, make sure the machines are running properly according to their parameters.
So power plants, water facilities, factories, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, water treatment, waste treatment, and one of the concerns from a cybersecurity point of view is a lot of what is called critical infrastructure operates with equipment and machinery that's connected to these systems.
So if those systems were hacked, your power could go off, your water could stop working, air traffic control, the power grid.
This is the fear that we have, that equipment and machinery attached to these systems, and if those systems are then attached to the internet, there are vulnerabilities that sort of run the gamut.
A group of security researchers called Project Basecamp has recently started hacking into these systems to show how vulnerable they are. Paul Roberts is the editor of ThreatPost.com.
It's almost like Upton Sinclair's The Jungle. This is sort of like walking into the meatpacking plant and looking at what's going on and then going out and really telling the world what's going on in these places is really terrible and, in fact, it's dangerous.
Roberts says some of these computers have a lot of built-in problems. For instance, passwords that can't be changed but can be found online.
It would be a stretch really even to call it hacking in many cases. They're not what we think of as software vulnerabilities or mistakes that were made. Many of them are design decisions that were made by the companies and that the companies have known about in many cases for years.
Often the researchers exposing these flaws are former employees of the companies with bad security.
And they all had found these types of problems and security holes for a long time, but they were under non-disclosure agreements, so they couldn't talk about it, or because there was a culture within the industry of saying, don't talk about these things because then you're just giving ammunition to the bad guys. We'll take care of it ourselves. Internally, it's best to handle these things in a quiet way. And eventually, these folks just got fed up and said, no, the problems aren't getting fixed. In fact, they're getting worse. And now the stakes are too high.
Paul Roberts from ThreatPost.com. On this show, we often talk about new technology, new products. But just as there is a time to be born, so too is there a time to die. We now present Tech Funerals.
I will remember you.
Farewell, Windows Start Button. According to leaked screenshots of the upcoming Windows 8, the Start Button in the lower left is no more. It was born way back on Windows 95 and somehow hung in there all these years, even though it never made sense that to turn off the computer, you had to hit Start. Goodbye, iChat. The messaging feature on Macintosh computers will be replaced by the iPhone's Messages system. You will be remembered, iChat, but not all that well because apparently nobody was using you. See you at the crossroads. And toodaloo, Kodak digital picture frame. As part of bankruptcy proceedings brought on by no one wanting film anymore, Kodak has stopped making digital frames and digital cameras and camcorders and everything except for printers. Good luck, printers. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.